Hey everyone, let's talk about webinars. Not necessarily exactly about the structure of a webinar, but more about the idea of using your voice, using your personality, using your image in a video to sell online. Now, I was reading a book last night and it was talking about how a lot of people focus a lot of their attention on building up their skill set in public speaking, which is always a good thing. This is something that I want to do as well, and I've joined Toastmasters. If you don't know what Toastmasters is, it's basically a group of people. It's an international organization, but when you meet up in a Toastmasters group, it's a group of people that prepare certain topics of speech, and then you go in the front of the group and you do a presentation or you do a quick improv speech about the topic, and then the people in that group will criticize or provide you with feedback, score you on the way that you present your information. So it's really, really helpful because then they can help you and guide you in the direction that you want to go in, which is improvement. And they'll help catch certain things that you say, like ums, ohs, or certain words or phrases that you use to fill up time. So it's really, really cool. But aside from Toastmasters, the reason why I bring this up is because oftentimes, and I was in this mindset in the past, and that if you're a good public speaker, you're a good online seller, especially when it comes to webinars or Facebook Lives or things like that. But it's not true. There's a certain format to it. There's a certain format to selling online, and it involves two skill sets. One, of course, is selling, and the other, of course, is public speaking. Now, a lot of times people tend to focus a lot on building up those individual skill sets because they either want to do a lot of public speeches or they want to be really good at sales. So public speaking is really good because it helps you build up the confidence to be able to speak in public. And that's something that a lot of people fear. I believe right now it's like the number one most feared thing to do, speaking in public. And so that in itself is a really difficult challenge for a lot of people. Getting in front of an audience, even saying just a few words coherently, is very difficult for a lot of people. Now, imagine speaking in front of a group, speaking a couple words coherently, and then making sure that your message comes across as valid. People understand and people engage in the message that you're talking about. That in itself is a very, very important skill set when it comes to public speaking. Now, when it comes to sales, that is also a very important skill set in its own right, because engaging with a person one-on-one, seeing their problems, recognizing that your solution is a great solution for their problem, and on and on and on. Public speaking and sales are two skill sets that a lot of times people tend to develop separately. But when it comes to online sales, you're basically combining both of them, because when you record a video, when you do a Facebook Live, or when you do a live stream in general, when you do a webinar, you're talking to an audience, hopefully to tens of people, maybe even hundreds of people, maybe even thousands of people. And just like in public speaking, you need to talk to them, engage with them, so that way they not only are engaged and captivated by your message, but also want to continue listening, which is oftentimes very, very difficult for a lot of people. And when it comes down to sales and the webinar sense, you want to be able to present the information in not so much of a salesy way, because people love to buy, but they don't like to be sold to. And so you want to be able to present the information in a very easy, smooth way, so that way you recognize their problems and your solution, your product, service is a great solution to that problem. And recognizing and formatting it in such a way that people are captivated and they buy. So the way that Russell Brunson talks about it, and he's a really, really good online seller, he says that selling one-to-one is extremely difficult to selling to the masses. It's a very, very different format, and a lot of times people who are really good with one-to-one sales, maybe like real estate agents, solar people, door-to-door salespeople, people who are really good with one-to-one sales are not good at selling to the masses. And it's very true, and vice versa. If you're pretty good at selling to the masses, the likelihood that you're going to be good at selling one-on-one is not very likely, because they're two very different skill sets. So in the next episode, I'm going to be breaking down the format that is really, really, really good when it comes to selling to the masses. And when it comes to selling to the masses, this skill set can be applied to anything, including live streams, webinars, videos, all these different things, because you don't know how many people are going to be watching that video. You don't know how many people are going to be tuning into the live stream. So you want to make sure you format your pitch, you format your message in such a way that it applies to a whole wide range of people and not just custom made like on a one-on-one sales format. So make sure to subscribe to the podcast, because that is coming next. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I know I'm going to be applying these strategies in my sales presentations, my videos, my webinars, all these different things. So I hope you guys get a lot of value from that as well. So thank you so much for listening. I just wanted to bring you this quick little message. And until next time, everyone, have a fantastic day.